Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Larcher and Lawrence tonight. It's episode 104.
Henry and me.
We record this here podcast every single Thursday night. We record it live to podcast. We don't edit it at all. Hell, it's kind of what we've been doing. Doing the radio show every Thursday night is sick. Then you can listen to the podcast later. Or if you're listening live, give us a call, 888-787-4827. Shoot us a text.
Our text line, 773-559-5189. Feel free to drop us any thoughts, comments, concerns.
And if you feel so kind as to send us a tweet, we got John here in the house tonight. John, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here, guys.
Tweet him any questions or concerns. We got a great show lined up. You can listen to us on iTunes. If you haven't done that yet, please do. It's easy. It's free. We're on Stitcher as well. But tonight, later on, we're going to play it. I had the pleasure yesterday, after some technical difficulties, of trying to talk with you, Al, on the phone as well.
Yeah, I got the Rick Renteria treatment.
Well, it was
either
go with you or go with him at the time. And Mr. Matt Walsh on Twitter, Matt Walsh of the Upright Citizens Brigade, of course. He's on that TV show, Beat. As well right now, a ton of other things you saw him in The Hangover. We're going to play that interview later on. Al, could have used you. I'll be honest.
Wow, that's nice to feel needed.
And then, of course, Dr. Todd Johnson will be joining us to talk about the Cubs and their free agency splash. And Al?
He's the guy who does the foot soles, right?
At the history wrap. Huh?
Is he the foot doctor guy?
No,
right?
He's the foot guy.
I thought it was Dr. Johnson.
Johnson and Johnson, yeah. Probably.
Or he's Galt Entertainment? Is that products? Yeah.
And we're finally going to get somebody who knows a little something about fantasy football here. Is that what I have?
Right. We're lucky to have a pro calling us later, Tom Tabertowski. You know I'm going to butcher that name about 12 times.
Yeah, it is. That's an easy one to say on Twitter, too.
Well, it's an easy Twitter deal. He got that down. I think it's Tom T. FF Fantasy Football.
Hang on, I'm just going for it now. I was totally ready. It's something near that. We'll get it in a second. All right. Anyway, that Twitter address for us is at Larcher Lawrence, and there is no and in between it. John, he wants to hear from you. Again, give us a call. You'll talk to Lauren, and then you'll talk to us. But right now, I'm going to hand it over to my partner, the one and only Al Larcher III.
And it is Tom TFF Guru for Twitter, and I think Instagram.
Oh, cool. He's on the Insta, too?
Yeah, he is.
Did you head over there?
He is. Well, it's another horrible week in Chicago sports. You know, everything is falling apart except for the Cubs. They're rebuilding, which is nice to see. But
they are rebuilding, and there's a team that's learning, playing at the United Center, known as the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, yeah. How's Derrick Rose's ankle?
Doing just fine. Last night he looked real well out there.
Was he's two ankle injuries now?
Getting his wheels back under him. That's all right.
So what is he at now? What percentage? Is he about 77%?
Again, there's really no percentage to put on it. Anything you can take from him anymore, as you know, is there's another team that has a pretty large contract out there with a gentleman who might be underperforming. You're kind of stuck with these guys. A little bit untradeable.
You talking about the Lakers guy or are you talking about the guy in Cleveland?
Well, I'm talking about the guy who plays down at Soldier Field, number 6.
Oh, well.
That's a bit of too big of a contract.
You know, it's
stuck with that guy. So I'm saying, not stuck with Rose, but with him, you take what you can get out of it and you watch the other guys play. Paul Gasol. He's showing up, Al. Things are looking good. They got some easy games that should help them out.
Yeah, no. I mean, they got a real chance to compete this year, and let's just hope Derrick Rose is okay and he's going to play. I mean, you have to ask the question because he doesn't, you know, he's very cautious of his body. He's very, you know, he doesn't like listening to the doctors, and he has a hard time getting on the field, and he doesn't play through pain like some other guys. you know, which you usually want in a champion. But yeah, that's okay. I mean, he has a huge upside. Let's just hope we can find it.
Yeah. No. I like the good things that are going on. It seems like Thibodeau doesn't mind keeping a guy out an extra game this year, and that's because he's got a deep bench. That being said, the bench was pretty weak last night. McDermott was out of his game and only played about 7 whole minutes. The bench was outscored by 20 points in the first half, and you just don't see that, especially with a team that's known as being so deep. Taj Gibson got to see a lot of minutes with Noah being out a second time, but I think now they come back home. They got a couple easy games here and there.
Right. The next 5 games or so are all easy games, yeah. And if they can take some resting, I mean, it's just the beginning, and we're already talking about rest, but that is definitely a problem with the coach. So
Popovich down in San Antonio is already
He is. He's got 5 players sitting tonight, so, I mean, it happens, but...
Speaking of guys sitting in the Todd's Fantasy Football League,
mm-hmm.
All of my guys on my bench have a bye week or are injured. And Bernard's the only injury. All the other ones are on the bye week.
So pretty poor management.
No, it's all right. I actually have a team that's going to compete and probably going to win.
Okay, if you think so.
Good to go.
And everybody's about a game out of first place. So
I have a great bench. No,
extremely tight right now.
2 games out, and my division is a lot weaker than yours.
Yeah.
So things are looking pretty good there. I'm holding on to first place, and things are going well. You're still holding on to, like, 3rd place in there.
2nd place overall in the league.
Oh, but I thought you were behind Scotty in that division.
I am behind Scott, yeah.
Okay, so you're 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Well I'm 1st. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't know it. He's at L Larger. No, you're at Larger Than Life on Twitter.
I am Larger
and
Than
Instagram,
Life.
Instagram, yeah. Twitter. Clark in Chicago is where you can find me. And you can find our guy today tweeting on our handle at Larcher Laurenton. Today, John, what have you heard? What's it sound like? How many replies so far?
I mean, I can't even count right now. I'm just super busy over here.
All right, as soon as you get all
the
work tallied up.
I see the sweat coming down.
As soon as you get some tallied up, we'll let it roll.
Well, you know, it's that time of the year where depression definitely seeps in. And, you know, I went to my shrink yesterday, and we were talking about, like, you know, some issues and,
uh-huh.
you know, what triggers it and whatnot. And I think we've come to the conclusion it's the Bears. And instead of more medicine, the answer is actually just to become a Packers fan. So, you know, that might actually be a huge solution to a lot of my problems. So I've been, contemplating this week. I'm doing a lot of soul searching, trying to find the inner me, you know, listening to a lot of Tressman mumbo jumbo, trying to find and grow the man. And, yeah, I'm thinking about actually going. I think maybe one of these cures for the blues is actually going, and I'm thinking about going to Green Bay Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I was looking at some tickets. I got a lead on some tickets. And
what's the price that you're seeing for a ticket?
About $175.
7:30 p.m.?
7:30. Three, four-hour drive.
Well, and so are you wearing a green and gold?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we'll see. I got to worry about my well-being more than this miserable team that can't get their shit together.
So, I mean, we don't know the answer. Who does? They're 3-5. If they were in the NFC at the South, they'd be doing all right because the leader's 5-5 over there. But if you don't beat these Packers right now, you're in a world of hurt. And I understand you're
going to... Well, we're 3-6.
That is
beyond a world of hurt.
Right.
It's over.
That's correct. I understand you've always admired McCarthy up there. Like, you've always had the greatest things to say about him, and you get right behind that team.
The man looks like the guy who ate the ice cream in Goonies.
I know.
So I've always had a little bit of an issue with that, you know. But listen, they just extended his contract this week. Meanwhile, here in Chicago locally, the talk has turned to, well, we saw what the Cubs did with their Jim Madden. And Jim Harbaugh is going to be available next year. As it looks like things aren't working out in San Francisco, and you have a proven, you know, they say a lot of bad things about Jim Harbaugh. A lot of people don't like the guy, but nobody ever says he's a bad coach.
Al, are they having issues in the locker room right now here in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you saw the quote from Lance Briggs this week.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but something about he doesn't give a shit.
He's pretty much checked out. The meetings, the coaches talk too much in meetings is kind of what he said, and he's tuned out. So, I mean, it's just the plane has crashed into the mountain. You know, it's done. It's over. And I am a guy who believes in redemption, and I don't think you fire your coach after two seasons. I think you see how he handles this, and you see if he can build himself up, if he can be like the great Chicago Fire and be a phoenix and build himself out of the flames and find some redemption with this team, maybe get some control of that locker room. But he needs to understand what he's doing isn't working, and I don't know if he's at that point. And he's been saddled by a general manager who's given him a lot of bad pieces that he's had to play, such as the wonderful linebacker defensive end, Shea McClellan.
Oh, my goodness.
McClunklin does nothing.
Well, Al, I think things are going to have to change, and you're going to have to see something going on. I mean, I've actually been resorting lately to talking about seeing if Fales could get some time in there just to see what he's got going on. Do you want him to see a little bit of live action later in the season?
No, that's a horrible idea.
If the season's thrown away
and
Cutler's back there still being the same a-hole that he is.
Well, is Cutler really the problem?
I mean, he hasn't been the biggest problem.
He's not the biggest problem.
He's getting all the press. I think he'd be just fine, but who knew how bad the special teams could fall?
Well, you get a bunch of amateurs out there, and they play like amateurs. And you got the coaching. I mean, everything is a disaster right now. We are in crisis mode. You know, the government, the people of America, I am so proud of, made a decision this week to change the leadership across the board, okay?
There you go.
From the governor's mansions to the House of Representatives to the United States Senate.
Yep.
It's clear.
It's going to be smooth sailing from here on out. All is good. The problems have been solved. We're good to go.
You know it. I'm glad you feel this way.
Means something.
We have given up on hope. We heard a guy talk about hope and talk about mumbo jumbo, and everybody bought into it because people are just stupid, and people here in Chicago are even dumber. And we bought into the hope and the belief and the hype, and everything is going to be right. And we had the number one offense last year, and it's going to come up smelling roses. Well, it's not coming up with roses. People demand a change. I hope maybe it's time we demand some change.
Well,
just like those loser Cubs. And let me tell you something. This hiring of Madden.
You've been on board lately with this.
This hiring of Madden is genius.
What's going on here?
And you know, you loser Cubs fans, you guys of the past, guys like
you. Are
you
serious?
Okay? You guys have accepted losing for so long now. Guys like me coming fresh on board, I'm kicking the guy who's driving the bandwagon. I'm kicking his ass. I'm taking control of that bandwagon.
Jesus,
and we are going to get a championship down at my field, Wrigley Field here. A new built field. We're scrubbing. I drove by there right now, and they're scrubbing the losing off. They are getting there. They have Brillo pads, and they're scrubbing the loser out of that.
What sport are you playing up there again? I lost you. I don't even know what sport you're playing now.
Huh?
What are you doing there? You're rebuilding the team. You're knocking it down. You're
baseball.
What are you?
My sport, man.
Your favorite sport. Al, you don't even like the sport. You hate the track.
No, I'm on. Listen, this town, you guys have accepted horrible for so long. They're going out there, and they're making changes for quality. I'm a man who appreciates quality. I like the finer things in life. I like good two-year-old aged cheese. The good sharp cheddar. I like, you know, I like things that have a little bit of merit to them, a little bit of quality.
Okay.
And that's what they're doing right now. And thank God, I swear to God, I just drove by and they had giant SOS pads. And they're getting ready. Hopefully they'll tear off all that crappy grass that's growing on the wall, maybe get some nice flowers out there, some victory flowers, and change the whole perspective of that horrible organization. And you got your Cubs guy coming up here shortly, don't you?
Of course. The Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. I'm going to be talking, we're going to bring on Dr. Johnson. We've talked to him before. He was my JV baseball coach. Teaches history back at my high school.
Well, that's admirable.
Yeah, Dr. Todd Johnson at the History Rat on Twitter. In a little bit, we're going to be talking to your fantasy sports guy as well. Some football, football?
No, you tried DraftKings this week?
I did.
Did you like it? Did you have fun?
I'm down like $10.
Okay.
Okay.
You played 10,
got a little bit in, and I can do better this week.
Did you feel like you got close? Or
I did. I was.
You
close.
Had a really good team.
I was real close.
You had a surprisingly good team. Your team kicked my team's ass.
Beckham caught the ball once too many times on Monday night.
Yeah.
That was it.
So you almost won a little money?
Yeah, I did. It's a lot of fun. I'm interested. I'm having a lot of fun. We'll see what we can do. And maybe at Tom TFF Guru on Twitter, as your guy Tom goes by, when we talk to him here in a little bit. And then later, we're going to play that brilliant interview, Al. Al, I didn't need you at all.
You're
going to hear it, and it's perfect.
I felt like Rick Rentel. You got the guy on the line. I felt like Rick Renteria. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I'm doing a good job. I'm ready to go to the World Series. And
Renteria,
you're like, you know
like
what?
That.
I'm hanging up on you. And that was it. You said, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. You hung up. You did the interview. And I'm sure it's great. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. No, I Skype got the best of me. It did. It got to me. I did the interview last second, rolled through it. Some of the questions came off a little bit out of nowhere.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. But it works. It goes with it. I missed a few of the questions I wanted to ask. But I'm working on it, Al. It's progress.
All right, good. I like progress. I like the Cubs.
Change.
Progress, where the Bears are right stuck in a rut. They're not progressing.
Again, we're going to find a little bit of time to talk today. We got three guests tonight. We're putting Lauren into, like, we're going to have to double her pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 888-787-4827. Text us. You can find us on the text line, the direct line to Larcher at
773-559-5189.
And, of course, JB is here answering your texts and tweets. Answering your tweets, he is, at Larcher Lawrence. No and in between that. It wouldn't fit on Twitter then. I'm thinking about maybe seeing if it will now.
You ready for Adrian Peterson to get back in play? I'm ready for Adrian. You know, the Bears, last in the division, by the way. The NFC North, the Vikings better than us.
Did I just see that you picked up Adrian Peterson?
I tried. I couldn't. Scotty already got him.
Okay, but you did make a good move with the Sanchez. I grabbed him in the other league.
Yeah.
Great pickup. I see that. It's a good safety. Seems like he might be in the right spot. How great is it to see?
Well, my quarterback's Andrew Luck.
Michael Vick is starting.
Yes.
For the Jets.
Yes, he is.
And Mark Sanchez is the starter.
It's a parody. Complete
if something
parody.
Bad goes wrong with Luck, you're in good hands. You're in decent hands for this week anyway. This week or next week. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens.
He's starting this week.
We'll ask your guy in a little bit about that. But
all right.
Right now, we're going to go over on the line. He is at the History Rat. On Twitter, at the History Rat on Twitter. He has a WordPress. You can find it there, the Cubs Junction on WordPress. Dr. Todd Johnson, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Clark. Hey, Al.
Hey, Al. Al, that's Dr. Johnson there.
What's up, Doc?
Not much. How are you guys tonight?
Very good. I know last week we were a little bit behind the times, and didn't get to match up our schedule, so I'm very happy to have you on here. I want to ask you, they did the press conference. The news is there. Is Joe Maddon the right guy for the Chicago Cubs?
I think he is. I think he's the right guy to develop the young kids, and I think when the young kids are stars, he's the right guy then, too. I think he's the right guy for developing them, turning them into world-class players, and then turning them into World Series champions.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more. I've seen, I think, five reports in the last 24 hours about free agents that the Cubs could be heading after. And, of course, with Maddon, you got to think that helps pick up some of those free agents. Who do you like that's available? And if it's your dream free agency season, who are you going to go with?
Well, one, Lester. There's a couple next year that I think might be better, and that'd be Zimmerman from Washington and maybe David Price, who's
okay.
Currently on Detroit.
Yeah, he's got another year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Price is signed for one more year at $20 million, so he's not going to come cheap. He's also, I think he's either 30 or 31, so he's starting to get up there.
Okay.
I think as far as position players, there's outside of Russell Martin from the Pirates, I don't think there's anybody that really gets my attention. I know they need some outfield help, but I don't see any of that on the horizon. Maybe more at the deadline this summer.
Okay.
Cubs could actually be busier this summer than they are this winter.
Everyone knows about Chris Bryant, and you mentioned the outfield. Are they looking to make him the third baseman, or is he going to be playing out there in the outfield this upcoming season?
I think right now the plan is third base. In college, he played all three outfield positions at San Diego, and I don't think it would be any big transition for him to switch to the outfield if they needed him to.
Okay.
I think this year come late April, early May, he's going to be the Cubs' third baseman for quite a while.
All right. And what are the pros and cons? Because when Epstein had mentioned during the season that grabbing a veteran bat would have been something good, because everyone knows that the pitching is something they need, How do you feel about this Russell Martin? I mean, a lot of people are saying that it's a fit. He's going to be 32. He's coming off one of his best years that he's had. What do you think about that as a signing? Is it going to require max money?
It's going to require, I think, 3 or 4 years. I think the Cubs would be willing to go 3 on him. As far as, like, the money, maybe 40, 45 million. It might take a little bit more, about an average of 15 per year. So, I mean, he's also 32. So that's not a good age for catchers. And when you look at his statistics over the course of time, last year was his best year ever. And it's not like he had, built up to that level. He stayed pretty much at 250, 260 for most of his career. When you look at his on-base percentage, last year was the only year he was above 400. And his batting average was anywhere from 226 in 2013. And the highest before that had been 248 in 2010. So yeah. Last year was not something that was normal for him, but he does get raised for his catching ability and pitch framing ability, which is something that the Cubs lack in Castillo.
Right. I hate to keep jumping around. The different positions is everything on you, but you got to think a lot of the positions are getting filled up out there. Of course, first base is solid with Rizzo. Right now, Javi Baez is at second. Is that going to be where he's at, and is Starlin Castro going to be the starting shortstop for the Chicago Cubs by the end of this upcoming season?
By the end of the season?
Yeah.
I think they keep everybody, and I don't think they make any moves with either those two players, Castro and Baez, and then they have Addison Russell, who's also a world beater. He came over in the Samardzija trade
with Oakland. Yep.
Yeah, and he did really well in AA Tennessee, and he's just a really solid player. Billy Bean referred to him as almost like Barry Larkin. And so that mix of power, he's like, I watched him play on MILB.TV.
Okay, yeah.
A few games this year.
Okay.
And he reminds me of Jeter in a lot of ways. I mean, everything is so instinctual that he does. He doesn't really have to think about what he's doing either at the plate or in the field, or when a play happens, what he's going to do and where he's going to throw it at. It just comes so naturally to him.
Yeah. You know, guys, coach here, well, Dr. Todd Johnson here, he was my JV baseball coach, and Andrew was telling me that you had compared me similarly with him, my infielding skills, similar to the Barry Larkin, and I appreciate that. So thank you so much.
Well, I was thinking more the coming out of the pen in the ninth inning, more like Rondon than Russell. So I would compare you more to Hector than I would to Addison.
There was
your ability to come in and close out Malta in the clutch was essential.
There was a time I was out in the bullpen, which was just in the grass, and you came out and you called me out, and I remember the umpire had to come out and teach me how to pitch almost. That was about my pitching skills going on. And if I remember, that was Coach Sellers, if I recall right. That was I had a great time playing with you back then. Coach, I wanted to have you on because I know that you've been following all of this. And my main question, there's the Cub fan out there, and I've been talking to one of them a lot lately, who's still weary. They don't want to buy in. They don't want to drink any of the Kool-Aid, any of the Cubs Kool-Aid going on right now. But a lot of good things are happening. The main thought out there is that the Cubs were a 50-1 odds in Vegas to win the World Series right after they hire a manager. And how much can a manager be worth? It's all the way down to 20-1 odds.
Yep.
What is it that you can say that can just tell these guys it's all right to come over? It's all right to come back to the Cubs. I understand their pain. We've all been Cubs fans our whole lives.
Well, I think Madden, his number one tool is that he gets all the information he possibly can on every pitcher and every hitter and every single situation and every count. So, I mean, he has a ton of data in which to make decisions. But as for his players, he keeps it very, very simple. He only has like three rules for his players. He's like, be on time, play hard, and dress sexy. Those are his three rules. That's
like that.
All he has. So when it comes to hitting, he just likes to keep it simple. Try not to get him to think too much. Just have him react.
Coach, I read where he's very big on running to first base.
Yeah.
Always run to first base. And this is going to come in handy for that not as young as he used to be shortstop that we're talking about. Because I was down there in St. Louis. We'd seen it on TV, but I watched it happen. He hit one off the wall. And watched it as he rounded second and got thrown out promptly at third. And, of course, I'm talking about Starlin Castro. Do you feel like Madden can kind of be there for him and really, really help him, at least on the base paths? And, of course, I've got the talking thing figured out. Of course, we know how he's been in the field. He'll have those lapses as well. I mean, is that some of the stuff that you feel that signing there still brings with Joe Madden?
I don't know how much the impact he's going to have. I know he does speak fluent Spanish and has for over 40 years. And I think that's going to bring a lot of credibility to the Latin contingent in Wrigley, I mean, as far as the players go.
Right.
But Castro is who he is. And, you know, he's been up for 5 years. He has, I think, does he have 1,000 hits yet?
Yeah, he does. I think he got that really early.
Fast
how good he got and how quickly he got his hits.
Yeah, as far as like a trade piece, he's a very valuable trade piece, but I really don't see the Cubs making a lot of trades. They could make some this summer if they're in it, you know, come July. But I think the big trades would come, you know, after Russell makes it, after Schwarber makes it in 2016, when because most of the product
you see Schwarber
being
there in 2016.
Yeah, I think he could be there in the middle of 2016.
That'd be all right.
Come up late summer. He'll be at Double A this year, and his bat. Oh my gosh, we saw him in Iowa. We saw him at Clinton, Iowa.
I missed him
at
Kane County. Weeks. I missed him out there by about 2 weeks. Coach, I appreciate having you on. We're getting close to the end of our time. Thanks again for being here. I had you on because I know your knowledge of the game as well. And do you have a best case scenario for this team?
I think wild card is best case scenario. And then, you know, as you saw this year, two wild card teams were in the World Series. So, you never know what can happen. It's one pitcher gets hot, like Madison Bumgarner, that pitcher can carry you all the way. And I think the best case scenario this year is if they get in the playoffs and get some experience in that wild card spot and just let the dice roll. You never know what'll happen. So
all right.
I think the big thing for me this year is the lineups really lengthens. With Soler and Bryant, it creates, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters that can all freaking rake the ball all over the ballpark.
We could
and
still
that's hard
down,
to defend.
Calm down about Javi Baez, right? Calm down. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, he's going to make adjustments. He always does.
He's done it every level. We've seen it. Let them know the strikeouts will be limited. Dr. Todd Johnson, thank you again for joining us.
Well, thanks, Doc.
At the History
Lab.
He's got his blog on WordPress, the Cubs Junction, home of a Cubs fan. Read that latest article. He wrote it just as news was breaking about Madden coming to the Cubs.
Now, were you ever in this history class? Or?
I think I might have had Clark for psychology. I know I had him for study hall.
Yeah.
we had a study hall. I'd imagine.
Study hall, psychology, to me, they were all the same thing. I wasn't sure, Coach. Hey, thanks again for joining us.
Take care.
Have a good...
All right, good night.
Yep. Oh, that was great having him. Al, I haven't had Joe Madden football since 03.
Yeah.
My last Microsoft, what's that one that they make?
The Apple?
The Xbox.
The original
one. Haven't had it since 03. I'm going to buy Madden 16 if the Cubs win the World Series that year.
All right.
Boom.
It comes with his glasses. You could get. Did you see the pictures of him and Harry Carey?
What's that?
The side-by-sides of him and Harry Carey?
It's identical.
he looks like
Michael Douglas, doesn't he?
Okay, I could kind of see that,
and
sure.
Your other singing partner, Ronnie Woo-Woo, got a picture with him, too.
Yeah, I saw Woo-Woo breaking in on the press conference.
Just jumping right on in. I tried to get – I wanted to go and get a press pass to go over there to the Cubby Bear. I used to work there. Maybe I could have snuck in. I don't know.
I didn't know you used to work there.
Yeah. It was my first job when I moved to Chicago in 04.
Janitor or?
Door guy.
Door guy. Yeah. Of course, door guy.
Door guy, yeah.
Because God knows if there was a fight in there, it gets a couple of, bros going at it, you're the guy to break it up.
That I broke up a fight or two, but there were definitely other larger gentlemen around me to help out with that. Yeah.
Jesus.
888-787-4827 if you want to join in on the conversation. Tweet us at Larcher Lawrenson. Al, that interview I just did with Dr. Johnson went much better than yesterday's interview with Matt Walsh.
Okay.
Mr. Matt Walsh on Twitter.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. The powers that be took me off the line.
He had tried to call earlier and left the voicemail, and his voicemail sounded perfect. I wish I could have just played that later in the show, but instead I actually had to talk and interview him.
Well, maybe she just played the voicemail.
I don't know why we did, to be honest.
Jesus. Yeah, well, anyways, I'm just excited. You have a reason to watch the Cubs this year. There's no doubt about it. There's excitement in the area. There's love in the air. Everybody is happy for this thing, and I wish them the best of luck. Like I said, I am driving that man wagon. I got the front seat. I am in the – what do they call those things? The bleachers?
Yeah.
Or they get rid of the bleachers.
What's that?
Did they get rid of the bleachers?
Well, they're taking those bleachers out. They're putting new ones in. Guess
what? Brand new, freshly cleaned, winning bleachers I will be sitting front row in.
Al, my number is up. I signed up on October 29th of 2008 for Cubs season tickets.
Well, my condolences.
And on November 13th, my number is up, and I can pick my seats. Up to 8 seats as long as they are available.
Okay. And are you going to do it?
Huh?
Are you going to do it?
It might not be the right time.
Okay.
It's probably not. I'm exploring some options. We'll see what happens.
So you're going to wait the next 100 years when the Cubs go back to the...
Here's the thing. If there is a seat available and I decide not to opt in, I have to go to the back of the line. And I would love it if they were available next year because I'm pretty sure that I could, we could work some things out to make it a very... obvious purchase. You know what I mean? Like by next season, it'll be
an investment instead of a risk.
I'm not going to say it like that, but maybe.
Okay. Well, maybe. That's beautiful.
Man. My main point of having Dr. Johnson on was to check out and let people know that it's going to be all right. Just because Madden signed, that doesn't mean they're going to be great. But some of the free agents are going to come in.
But they went out, they saw that they had an opportunity at one of the best coaches in baseball, managers.
It's part of the process.
And they went and they got the guy. So that's exciting if you're a fan of that organization, which I am as the lead fan, definitely.
Well, Al.
I'm excited, man.
Al, your strong suit, you've been the king of it. You are currently in third overall place in our fantasy football league. So what we did was tonight, I know that you're quite the fantasy guru. You went ahead and you lined him up.
I got the real fantasy guru.
At Tom TFF Guru on Twitter. We finally figured it out, Al.
Yeah.
I'll hit the button and it's all.
All right, Mr. Tom Tabertowski, welcome to the show.
Tabertowski.
What is it now?
It is Tom Tabertowski, and yes, it is at Tom TFF Guru. You guys butchered it in the beginning, and I see you left the U off underneath the show description that I'd be joining you. It says Tom TFF Gur, so thank you for that.
It was pretty close. I mean, give me a little bit of credit there. I gave it a hell of an effort. We had a very
Clark, what is going on?
We had a very foggy afternoon over here. Al and I had a bit of a fallout this afternoon ourselves, and I apologize, sir, but I do appreciate you being here with your fantasy football knowledge.
I got to say, I heard this guy talking he might become a Packer fan, and that is not that's not very, very wise. I mean, Christ, what would Buddy Ryan think of those words? I don't know which one of you was talking about seeing a shrink and coming as he said, but
it's the same guy.
A good idea.
Same guy. It's the same guy who must have forgot about Jim McMahon.
You know, it was just a thought. It was just, I'm putting it out there that maybe it would make
me
happier in life.
Are you kidding me, LR?
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, I'm with you. They're staring down a 3-6 start. And these cheesehead pricks got four of their next five games at home, so there could be trouble brewing for us Bears.
Yeah, it could all be over. Big fantasy
and
game tonight.
And not to mention, Jim Caldwell got those loser Lions finally putting it together. This is a nasty division. I mean, this is no joke, the NFC North.
And that's one of the narratives in Chicago this week is you saw an undisciplined Lions team get rid of their coach, and they went ahead and they got a disciplined guy and as a coach, and they've turned it around. Maybe the Bears, we have no discipline right now. Maybe it's time to start looking at a new coach 2 years into this project.
I don't know. The defense is a very big problem as well. Christ, I think they need to bring Buddy Ryan back, wheel his ass on the sideline, liver spots and all, and let the master sergeant from the Korean War and the greatest defensive mastermind mold these pricks into champions, because the defense does not look like a Bears defense.
It doesn't. I agree with you 100%.
Maybe you find this guy? I kind of like him. That's a hell of a
Chicago
attitude.
Guy.
I dig it. And if we can't get him out of the grave, as he is there, maybe we can get one of his kids. Rob's not doing so well, is he?
No, I think you could get your choice of Ryan's.
You might be. After this season, we might be looking at that opportunity. I tell you what, Trestman's an offensive wizard. There's specimens all over our offense. You got to love Matt Forte. You got to love Alshon Jeffrey and the receivers. They're tall, big targets. But the defense, man, this is not a Monsters of the Midway type of defense. That's what we got to focus on.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So
and I know I'm here to talk fantasy, but I didn't want to go off to this Packer talk becoming a cheesehead talk. It just disgusts me on so many levels. I mean, Christ, if you're over the age of 15 and you wear a styrofoam piece of cheese on your head, you should be goddamn ashamed of yourself.
I agree. Let it be said that it was larger than life. You can tweet him all of your thoughts about him becoming a Packers fan. And it was him that said it. It wasn't Clark.
Okay, fantasy football, I got a tough decision this week, I think. And I'm in the money for either picking up in my flex position Jordy Nelson against the Bears, who don't have a secondary, who, as we've just discussed, don't have a defense, or Andre Ellington running against the Rams.
Ooh, that is a quandary.
Yeah.
This is your regular league or one of these weekly FanDuel type of jobbies?
This is a weekly. This is me putting together my team on a weekly FanDuel. DraftKings.
And who costs more money to start, Jordy or Ellington?
Well, it's my flex position, and I have the money for either. Right now, Jordy Nelson's about $300 more, so it's basically a toss-up.
My goodness, because I'll tell you what, I love watching Ellington pound the rock. This kid runs it like a thoroughbred, and you know he's going to get the touches.
Yeah.
So I'd almost lean that way, but then again, the Bears secondary is so goddamn miserable that if I had any Packer wide receiver, it's tough not to start him.
And Jordy Nelson, and every time the Bears play the Packers, Jordy Nelson puts up two touchdowns and 100-plus yards. So it's hard, and nobody can stop him.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are these guys on Twitter, either one of these guys on Twitter?
We're all on Twitter. We're all tweeting.
No, I'm talking about the players in question, Ellington and Jordy Nelson.
Oh, I haven't checked. I would imagine so.
Okay, check who's on Twitter and who is tweeting least, and go with that guy.
Okay, because you think maybe that they're more focused if they're not on Twitter?
Absolutely. You don't want some schmuck tweeting up until the game. You want a guy focused on becoming a champion and scoring you fantasy points.
You know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't tweet.
Yeah, you know,
you don't
that
find
else is
Peyton Manning on Twitter.
Champion, a league MVP. I mean, the guy's a winner. He probably does not tweet.
Guys, there's somebody else who doesn't tweet. He hasn't tweeted all season. He didn't tweet before Week 8, and his name's Jay Cutler. How did that work out for him?
Well, that's a diabetes.
You know what? We're married to this prick for 7 years, you guys. So I got no clue whatever he was thinking. We should have known when he married some broad from an MTV reality show. I mean, Craig, you're the quarterback of the greatest franchise in sports. Act like it. The guy keeps setting down. Yes, Andy Everhart or Jillian Reynolds. I mean, somebody with a little bit of class, not some reality show contestant. And Jesus.
Vaccinate your damn kids. Vaccinate your damn kids. I am, in my league, I got
to...
Tom, I got to ask you, in my league, I'm down to the bottom of the barrel. Culler's my starting quarterback this week. Randall Cobb is one of my starting wide receivers, so based on what you said, I should be all right. But at running backs, I'm desperate right here. Bernard's hurt. Foster's taking a bye week. We don't even know if he's going to be back. I'm down to choosing right now between Chris Johnson, Carlos Hyde, and I'm sorry, I picked up Thomas out of Miami. What do you think I got to go with there?
Oh, my God.
I know. I need something.
How did you get so bad at running back?
It got bad. Lacey, I have Lacey, and I have Foster, and they've been my comeback trail. I started 0-4 in this league. It's awful, and I've come back. I relied on number fire is what I went with for my.
You know, Eddie, I like number fire. Those guys are good guys. They follow me on Twitter. They break down the analytics. They're doing the Billy Beane numbers. It's a nice little approach. Yeah, I'm a former player, so I can break these specimens down a little bit different. I like to use the numbers, but I also like to watch with my eyes and see what I'm, you know, completely take it all in. Let's see. What are your three choices at running back again?
Thomas out of Miami. Just grabbed him because number fire told me to. Chris Johnson and Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Thomas because that Lions run defense, even though Nick Fairley's out, guys, they're no joke. The Lions defense is stout, so I'm not liking that. Carlos Hyde, I kind of like the upside because Frank Gore, the window is closed. I love the guy. He's a warrior. He's favorite Towski tough, but the window is closed on him. I mean, he's running back. He's pretty get used and abused big time, and I've got younger legs. Maybe they use him a little bit more. I'd be more apt to go in that direction if I were you.
Wow, look at that. I think that was
the third pick. I don't even know the third guy. Who's the third guy again?
What was I saying? Carlos Hyde? Is that where we were?
Carlos Hyde, Daniel Thomas, Miami, and then there was some other guy.
Oh, I said Chris Johnson. Remember him?
No, you don't even – no, you don't even drop him. Don't even have him on your roster.
He's the reason I damn near lost this league because I started Carlos Hyde over him to hope to get anything because last week I had buys buying me with AC, with Lacey. Just cut him, you see. Yeah. Get rid of Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, if this prick could get some trade value, maybe get one good game out of him and then try and trade him. But I don't know. Just so much tread on the tires. They're not a good team there. I don't know. I think that thing to think about also is, you know, guys like Larry Fitzgerald, Roddy White, Frank Gore, all these star names, people get caught up in them because they're a star name, but, you know, it's kind of out with the old, in with the new. The window starts to close on these guys, and, I mean, Christ, Larry Fitzgerald and Roddy White aren't even in the top 35 in wide receiver fantasy scoring this year, you know? I mean, you got people hanging on to them because 5 seasons ago they were studs. And the window's closed, as they say. So I like to kind of look for the young guys, the second-year pricks, you know, hitch your wagons to those guys. Then Raplisberger, holy Christ, how about that prick? 12 touchdowns in the last 2 games.
Where's that coming from?
It's been amazing. Is he going to do it tonight? You think he pulls it off?
Well, they're not playing tonight. We got Cincinnati and Cleveland.
When's Pittsburgh playing? My head's in the clouds,
They're
man.
Playing this week, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, he's definitely playing.
Hey, Aldo. I'm going to call you Aldo. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Holy
shit. That works.
How'd you know?
All right, Aldo, I'm going to tell you something. Your head could be in the clouds because I know you've been down in the dumps with how bad this Bears squad has been. So everyone's allowed to have an off day.
All right. Fair enough.
You got it.
We're going to bounce back. This Bears team, we're going to draft high this year. I'm already looking. The draft is coming to Chicago. I'm going to be sitting front row with all my new Cubs gear on. And we're going to go ahead and we are going to pull out a miracle and draft the best player ever.
You guys better be down at the draft. That was a big deal. It was between Los Angeles and Chicago. It was nice to see Chicago won out.
Yeah. Nothing but bums in L.A. anyway, so.
Not even a shit. That's another question I was going to ask Walsh on my interview with him later. Son of a bitch, I forgot. Go ahead.
Jesus.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
I'm happy that the draft is coming. That's going to be the highlight of my spring. It's about springtime that usually happens.
It's been the highlight of Segway tours down around the Auditorium Theater because that's where they're going to hold it.
Oh, so you've been doing that on your tours?
Pointed out, it's a big deal down there. Rahm Emanuel told him that he'd throw a big party over in Grant Park for him. They can't get quite the TV angles that Los Angeles theaters could get them, but he said, I'll throw you a gigantic party. So there's going to be a big party in Grant Park the whole week. We're going to be down there. It's not going to be Jets fans booing. It's going to be Bears fans.
Nice. Good change of pace.
That'll be good. Now, how are you guys doing coming into this bye week situation? This back-to-back bye weeks hurting a lot of teams. I heard you guys talking Mark Sanchez. You pick him up?
Yeah, I grabbed Sanchez. I needed a quarterback this week because I got Luck, and Luck has taken a week off, well-deserved. And I'm going with Sanchez. You know what? I think he's going to be serviceable. I don't expect Luck numbers, but I expect about half of Luck.
I think you might be right about that. Him and the other guy that kind of intrigued me was ex-Bear Kyle Orton, although Sammy Watkins tweaked the groin. I like Kyle Orton to kind of fill in for 1 week, maybe throw a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, he plays well. I mean, he's a good mechanical quarterback, and that works for teams that are bad. So, and the Bills have actually been coming on strong lately, kind of looking tough.
They got a defense. They got some players. They just, if they put it together, they're interesting. Their defense for fantasy purposes has been kind of nice.
Yeah.
You guys, am I going to be all right this week,
questions?
Tom?
Any sleepers?
Hey, Tom.
The drop will pick up? Yeah.
Yeah. Am I going to be all right this week with A.J. Green starting at wide receiver? Am I going to see some points against Cleveland?
You know, it's supposed to be cold and rainy and windy. This battle for, you know, winter is first place in Ohio. It's kind of exciting this time of year.
They're
used to having two loser squads. But you got to start A.J. Green because he's back coming off the big toe injury, and he's a stud. But I'm not sleeping on this Cleveland secondary. I don't know. We might be kind of disappointing you tonight. You got any other options? I mean, it takes stones to sit a guy like A.J. Green, but sometimes when you're calling for a fantasy title, that's exactly what you got to do.
Do you have any hidden gems this week you're thinking might be a surprise?
Well, you know who I was thinking about, and I tweeted about this prick back in week one, and he's still available, and he's still kind of making some slow noise. And, in fact, I got such fantasy stones, started him on my team in week one over Mike Wallace from the Dolphins. And this is Jordan Matthews, the 6'3" slot specimen receiver out of Vanderbilt.
Playing
for the Eagles, coming on the slot. He's got 54 targets. Hold on, I got my second ex-wife call right now.
Macklin's going to have to stop having a 1,000 yards per game. I got him, luckily. So
that's the thing with Macklin requiring all this attention. You know, maybe this is one of the guys you pick up on the cheap in one of these DraftKings, FanDuel type of situations where he goes for 60 yards and a score. I mean, besides, he's playing on Monday Night Football, so you can yell and scream at the TV like a goddamn psycho if he's not doing anything.
It always helps when you got a player in the game, that's for sure. Well, Tom, thank you so much.
I like him. You got hands.
We appreciate your time this evening. We'll definitely have you back again. I think I got some stuff here I'm excited about, some information. I'm going to go do my research on Jordan Matthews.
You got it. Fair down, boys. Let's go in the Lambo and shit in those cheese curds.
Yeah, I think it's about right. You're damn right. Thank you so much. At Tom, TFF Guru. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good night.
Hey, quickly, you got a YouTube channel or something?
Yeah, youtube.com/TomTFFGuru. Basically, all the social media is just TomTFFGuru. But take a look. The last time the Packers played the Bears, I destroyed my television back in week four. It's online.
Awesome. We'll definitely check that out. Thanks, brother. Thanks for the call,
Tom.
Got it.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Holy cow. Al Archer, that was a blast. Thanks for grabbing Tom.
Yeah, no. Man's a football guru. We might as well. Now that we're playing some fantasy sports.
He likes his pricks.
There are a lot of pricks.
Tweet us at Larcher Larson. I apologize. You know, we told you that we'd take some calls and everything. I have one caller on the line. We'll take it real quick, and then we'll go to the Matt Walsh interview as well. We're going to go to Casey Jimmy. Casey Jimmy is right here on the line. Casey Jimmy, thank you for joining us, and what's your question? It's got to be quick.
How's it going, boys? I've been in hiding for a little while here in sadness after the Royals, but I heard
great
you guys talking
back
about the Bills coming up here, playing the Chiefs this weekend. I think that's probably a good play, even though I think the Chiefs are going to take that game. I think the Bills' defense looks all right. Alex Smith is a pretty solid quarterback, but he doesn't put up big numbers, so I heard that conversation, and I thought I'd chime in on that.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in on it, and he also doesn't – Alex Smith doesn't throw the ball away as much during opportune times, and that's got to help him out a little bit.
Definitely, but it's mostly a running game and throwing the tight end. They actually have not – they don't have a single wide receiver touchdown yet this year, so –
Casey, Jimmy, I got to ask you, and thank you for calling us back. It's been a long time. I know, Lauren. We put Lauren to a lot of work. She's breathing hard over there. But back to you, Casey, Jimmy, brother. Thanks for calling us back. I want to ask you, was Kansas City off the charts during that World Series, bringing them back?
It really was. I've never seen anything like that here. I've been here for 2.5 years, and I actually got a chance to go to the wild card game. And that was the craziest I've ever seen it personally.
Nice.
I went to one of the Baltimore games, and that was nothing close. I didn't get to go to a World Series game, unfortunately. But yeah, the city was crazy. People haven't talked about the Royals for more than 5 minutes since I've been here until a month ago.
Well, hey, brother, glad to hear it. Thank you so much for calling. We'll catch you the next time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There it is. That's Casey Jimmy.
The Lord had a song named Royals, and then they made the World Series. I'm just saying. That might be a coincidence.
Is that what you're saying?
It's an Australian thing.
It is. It's cool. JB, thanks for being here with us tonight.
Great to be here, guys.
Have you been able to get through all those social medias yet, or is it still blocked up? I mean, I think we broke Twitter tonight, Al.
Yeah, we're tweeting the crap out of this show.
Yeah, no, the LL show is trending nationally right now.
I think I just use like a term with Casey Jimmy that I do, and it reminds me of my interview yesterday about the Bears with Matt Walsh.
Uh-huh. Well, are we going to hear this damn thing? You've been talking about
maybe,
it all damn
I
show.
I don't know. We might play it. He said he'd come back.
Well, he's got a great podcast himself.
Oh, my God, the Bear Down podcast.
Yeah, phenomenal listen. Good time always.
He does a great job. And he knows his way around Chicago. He was here. He trained under the legendary Del Close. You know, directly on.
Well, I hope you had a question about that.
I didn't. Nope.
See, I had that question.
I know you
but
did.
You dropped me off the damn line.
I didn't drop you off.
You dropped me. Yeah, you just hung up the damn phone. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there driving in traffic and beep, beep, nothing. I'm like, hello? 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 Nothing. You gave me the Rick Renteria right out the door.
However bad I am with my interviewing skills, maybe it's an early, like, put my interviewing skills up there with an early Jimmy Fallon, right up there with Chevy Chase hosting a late night show, right up there with Magic Johnson hosting a late night show.
More like Jiminy Glick.
How it went. That's about, only Jiminy Glick is doing it, it's satire.
No, wasn't.
Al, it's been a pleasure. Let's just have Matt Walsh take us into the overtime here.
All right, let's go.
Does that sound good, guys?
Sure.
Thank you all for listening live. We appreciate it. Al, I'd like to thank your guy, Tom Tipidoni.
Tom T.
Tom T. Tom T, thanks for joining us and talking about that. He is at Tom T. Follow us on Larcher and Lawrenson on Twitter to get the official name there.
Tom, it's Tom T. Guru.
Tom
no,
T,
Tom T.
FF Guru.
FF Guru.
We nailed it.
Tom T. Fan. It's easy. I don't know why we can't get it, but it's...
We nailed it that time. Hit up at the History Rat on Twitter. He talked to us earlier, and this one coming up right here with quite possibly the best that we've ever heard. This is Mr. Matt Walsh, Upright Citizens Brigade. He's done a ton of things.
I love that new show, Veep.
Veep is a good one. It's a nice political show. He wrote and directed High Road. Just found it, Al. High Road, it's an all-improvised movie. Lauren and I watched it last night after I did the interview. Wish I'd have seen it before. And then the upcoming A Better You, which is the follow-up to said interview. Al, thanks for doing the show.
Thank you.
All right, joining me right now is Matt Walsh. Some of you might know him from such movies as The Hangover and Cyrus, TV show Veep, Upright Citizens Brigade on Comedy Central. Before that, he was here in Chicago on the comedy scene, of course. Did some annoyance stuff, some I.O. stuff I've seen. Matt, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. And secondly, have you been to the new theaters for I.O. and Annoyance? Have you been in town since they've done that?
No, I'm an old guy at the Annoyance and the I.O., but I have yet to be at either one. But I hear both spaces are awesome, and I'm super happy that they have new homes.
They do. I haven't made it over to into either of the theaters. I did stop by the new Annoyance over here on Belmont and saw the outside of it, walked in and checked it out. It looks really nice. I'm very happy for all of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, besides that, besides being an actor, you've been living in L.A. Full-time now for about 10 years, and you run the Bear Down podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. What about your Bears fandom? Of course, you are a Chicago guy. Where does it start?
My dad had season tickets for a while, and he used to bring me with all his old bar buddies to games and stuff, and it was just always rowdy and fun. I had nothing but fond memories of my dad just going to games ever since I was in grade school and, you know, getting on buses from the local bar and driving down to Soldier Field. And there was always a rowdy, drunken group of firemen who had seats in front of us, and they were hilarious. So I was at the Fog Bowl and all the, you know, went to, I think I was in college when they won the Super Bowl, but I always try to see a couple games every year now that I'm out here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just, Chicago's all about the Bears, the Bulls, and the Hawks for me. Maybe the White Sox a little bit.
Okay. I broadcast this show. We're up here on the north side. We're in Lakeview with the Chicago Cubs these days. So that's been buzzing lately with Joe Madden.
Yeah.
Big news up here on the north side. But as far as Soldier Field goes, of course, that is old Soldier Field, and I never made it in. I've been into the new one, 2009. Of course, from the outside, it isn't what you think, but on the inside of it, there's not really a bad seat in the house.
No.
Makes me think. Matt, a couple weeks back, Al and I, my partner who couldn't join me right now, we got to meet and hang out with the Honey Bears. We were doing morning television around here on WCIU. And I wanted to ask you, since you watched some of the games back then, the Honey Bears, they're gone now. What are your thoughts on these gals?
I think the McCaskies tried to make it a family atmosphere. I guess I don't really miss them. I mean, most teams have cheerleaders, but you don't really miss them, so I personally don't miss them.
They had some interesting stories that we talked about off air that were a little more interesting.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
There's a lot of things going on, and none of them are big fans of Virginia, that's for sure.
No, she's a granny.
Yeah,
she's an old granny.
Gotta ask you right now, the way that things are with the Bears. Going into the Trestman era, Trestman and Cutler, it's ready to go. Cutler finally has somebody to coach him, a coach that isn't gonna move on without him. What were your thoughts? What do you think about the Bears going into the Trestman era?
I liked him. He was, you know, an offensive guy and had good experience, and I think he fixed the offense his first year, and I think they got to get rid of the defensive coordinator. I think they made some great drafts with the defensive line, and, you know, we've had some injuries in the back with the back from the defensive side, and we need a dominant safety. So the defense is a big problem for us, I think. And, you know, love him or hate him, we're stuck with Cutler, and I'm still a fan. He's better than, you know, probably most of the quarterbacks we've had in the last 40 years, so I still, you know, the potential's there. He's just not, he doesn't have that locker room leadership. And so it'll be interesting. My prediction early on is, you know, maybe we'll squeak into the playoffs at 9-7. I think there's still a chance, but the division's tough this year. I think Green Bay and Detroit, I don't see them laying down, and I'm very doubtful about this Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll be watching, but I don't know. Green Bay, fucking Aaron Rodgers always just picks us apart. Yeah. Brutal.
It's tough to watch to watch it happen with Green Bay. There's no doubt about it. And I think they're going to have to run the table with the division. I mean, pretty much from here on out, you got to split with Green Bay.
All right, we're pausing that one real quick, and we're going to start that right back from there out in the overtime. Thank you to the live listeners.
Guys are awesome. Check out the podcast for the full interview.
We appreciate you for doing it. Have a good night. I think it plays. This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
There you go.
All right, we're
going to
start this thing in 5 seconds.
All right, boom.
And then hope to take them both. I mean, that gets you the five more wins to get you up to eight right there, and then just take one of the other games. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm a color guy, Matt, and I've been behind him. I'm still there, but right now they got three guaranteed years and over $50 million tied into it, so that's not going anywhere. You just got to hope at this point that does get a little bit better. I couldn't believe this. The special teams is something that's really been driving me crazy with the team.
Yeah.
They lost their coach.
That's been tough.
They lost their special teams coach when they lost
one.
Go ahead.
For the money they wanted was the right move. I mean, it's not just him, but yeah, it's interesting. There's just not. I don't know. The Chicago always thrives on it. You know, a tough defense. They're always solid. So we've had some real droughts in the last couple of years. So it's a bit of an anomaly. We're now an offensive threat, but we have no way to stop the ball. And I think you have to have that defense. They just don't have it. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. You got to see the Super Bowl years, of course.
Yeah.
And that's a heck of a team. I mean.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Anytime I'm feeling down about the Bears, I can just throw in Super Bowl 20 and
relive it in true Chicago fashion.
Yeah, yeah. You still watch
Jordan Era Bowl. Put in the Jordan Era Bowl.
Yeah, it is. You still watch every week?
The Bears, yeah. I got the package, so I get the games.
Good. That's cool. I know I asked you that in email. What do you think about the I'm asking you. I want to know what it's like to get up and watch the Bears. Like, watching at 10 a.m., that just seems so out of the ordinary for me from here.
You know what? It is bizarre, but you get used to it. You get to, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, you're watching football. It's amazing, actually.
And then
it's better.
And then you have a lot of your Sunday left to accomplish things.
Yeah, because the whole day is dedicated to football, so you might as well get it going.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Your Bear Down podcast, when's the next one coming out?
We don't have one in the can, but they're up at BearDownPodcast.com, and we'll probably do another one in a couple weeks. I'm in Baltimore occasionally filming for Veep, so I have to get back home to do one, but we'll have one up in a couple weeks, I promise.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to catch it.
Want to be rude here. I have to jump back in the...
No, I understand. Matt, thank you
so
much for
taking... Do you have one more question or anything?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for taking the time with me. I grew up near Northern Illinois University, and part of me is always still with him. Did that catch your fancy at all with the Jordan Lynch era and all of that?
Yeah, I was rooting for him.
That was something else. Hey, thank you for taking the time with me, Matt. I do appreciate it.
I'll do it again. Yeah, throw me an email or give me a call.
I will. When you get into town sometime, if you're back home, let me know. I'd love to come and catch up with you.
Will do.
Take it easy. Thanks so much.
All right, brother.
Bye now.